You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people. And welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is a good day. I want to take a deep breath because it has been a hectic day for me today. So I'm just so glad that I'm here in this space with my special guest because she is going to shed some beautiful light and energy on us all. And so let's take a deep breath and just release it. Just release it because I know that we are all still dealing with this pandemic. I think things are getting better. I think people are really starting to find a place of peace and get back to a routine that works for them. And so I just want you to know that everyone knows, if you've been listening to me for some time, and I've been doing this now for 2 years, I am a psychologist. And so one of the things that I advocate for, not only in dealing with mental and physical health, but just the emotional stability, is really the daily use of CBD. I have an online CBD business, and what I love about CBD is that it doesn't get you high. It's not marijuana, but it does give you that calmness and that focus that oftentimes we need to kind of help us manage the stress of our day, the anxiety, sometimes the sleep difficulties, or if you're dealing with pain or depression or lack of focus. And what I love about it is that every human walking has an endocannabinoid system, and it's regulatory in nature. It helps us create that homeostasis. And so when I take in my CBD, it just helps me stay calm and focus so that I can do what I need to do. And, you know, I've been practicing for 25 years and I love helping people on their journey. And that's really what this podcast is about. And this is really the intention of all the guests that I bring on, is how can we help support you on your journey to mental wellness, as we know we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so please check out my coaching specials, learn more about CBD. My website is healthyminds.expert. And so I am so happy and excited to welcome Hélène de Pozon. And she is a spiritual teacher, an intuitive business mentor, healer, speaker, and author. She helps women entrepreneurs, leaders, and way showers run their business and life from their feminine energy so that they can magnetize more wealth, alignment, and flow while impacting humanity in their unique way. Her gifts are depth, wisdom, and practical leadership. And with these, she leads her clients to have a soul-led business in life. Her new book is The Path of Femininity, The Six Gifts of Your Sovereignty. And so welcome so much, Hélène. I appreciate your presence and your time.
Thank you, Erica. I'm excited to be having this conversation with you.
So just tell us a little bit about why you wrote The Path of Femininity and what the book is about.
So it really started with my own experience and launching my business into empowering women, helping women heal from trauma, etc. And I realized that I was having this business and running this business in a very masculine way. You know, I would set goals, push to get there, wake up, do my morning routine, work, and then work nonstop until 6 p.m., eat, sleep, repeat. And then after some time, I asked myself, wait a minute, because I launched my own business out of passion, of course, but also because I wanted to have more freedom, not just financial freedom, but also more time and space in my life. And I'm actually living as I was before when I was working in a bank. And so I just started to feel more and more burnt out, more and more misaligned. And I felt that something else wanted to come through in my life, but I didn't know what it was. And so I went on a journey of discovering the word surrender. And that was a whole concept that I was not so familiar with and that I felt I really needed. And so I started reading books, and then slowly I discovered the divine feminine. And I was like, whoa, this is what I need. And I didn't even know that I needed it. What is this? So that was about 2 years ago. So I learned to surrender. I learned to live more connected to my intuition, to stop controlling so much. And a lot of magical things started happening in my life. And so I completely changed the way of doing my business. Interestingly, a lot of clients fell out, but I also realized that it was creating space for new things that were more aligned to come through. And so I would simply go through my week with maybe one appointment a day, nothing more. And I would just go with the flow, go with my intention and intuition. And then I remember every Friday at the end of the day, I would be like, wow, this week was amazing. So many things happened that I did not expect because I was surrendering so much, having so much space and no expectation, just really going with my gut and what my body was telling me to do. And then fast forward a few months, I was in a meditation. I was doing an information detox. Have you ever done that, Erica?
No. I've never heard about that. Tell me.
So you can do it for a week, or I did it for 30 days. Where I really cut every source of information from my life. So no social media, no books, no listening to podcasts, no TV, no reading the newspaper, nothing. The only thing I was doing was really just being with myself and being creative. So the purpose of doing that is to reconnect with your creativity and intuition. And after a few days of being in that detox, of course, at first you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Because we take so much information in and you suddenly have so much more time in your day. And I think around day 7 or 8, I was doing a meditation and I had a download that I needed to write a book. I already wrote a first book, so that would be my second book about the divine feminine. And I remember thinking, oh, but wait, are you joking, guides, here? Because seriously, I'm just at the beginning of the path. Why do you want me to write a book about the divine feminine? And in a very feminine fashion, life just put experiences on my path so that I could really understand what the divine feminine is. And the divine feminine, she's all about embodiment. She's really like the body, whereas the divine masculine, it's more the mind. And so I really went through experiences that made me embody the divine feminine herself so that I could really understand what it was and teach about it.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I wanted to ask you to define a little bit of surrender because I think that is such a major key.
Yeah.
To most people wanting control or fearing that they don't have control. And so surrender completely knocks that mindset off.
Yeah. Surrender is one of the gifts of the divine feminine. So in my book, I talk about the 6 gifts that are slowly activated when you start to embody your divine feminine. And surrender is one of them because in order to be able to surrender, you need to come back to the truth that you are a co-creator. We co-create our life. There's a higher intelligence that is having the world organized in a perfect order. Even if it looks chaotic right now, there is a perfect order to it. There's always divine timing and all these things. And when you actually let go of control, then magic starts to happen. So when you learn to surrender, when you learn to have space in your life, when you detach from the goals that you have, for example. I don't say goals anymore. I set intentions of how I want to feel, how I want things to be, instead of like setting goals and pushing. And surrender, it's really, I think that in order to surrender, you have to start by realizing that you actually don't control anything. We like to think we do. Our egos like to think we do because it makes us feel safe. But the truth is that, do we know if there's a storm that's going to come in our city tomorrow? We don't know. Do we know if there's a client that's going to sign up tomorrow? We don't know. Do we know if we're never going to be sick? We don't know. We don't know anything, actually. But we like to think we do because it makes us feel safe. The truth is that if we embrace the fact that we don't know so much and that it is in the not knowing that we can reconnect with our genius, that we can slow down and allow the universe then to take over and to speed up, then things really just fall into our lap.
That's interesting. I'm thinking to myself how it surrendering would cause increase in anxiety for a lot of the people that I work with, because that's the issue.
Yeah.
Is the surrendering piece. But I love how you talk about it as letting go so that you allow something greater, something more intuitive, more genius to take
over. And also, you know, I agree with you. It would create a lot of anxiety for people to like think that they have to surrender. The truth is that you need to heal your control wound to be able to surrender. And also understanding what letting go really means. Because people think that letting go, it's actually like I'm holding on to a branch and then I'm letting go and I'm really dropping it. For me, letting go, it's letting life go her natural way. It's allowing things to unfold. It's trusting the process. It's not dropping, sitting back, being passive and waiting. It's letting life go her natural way.
That's so beautiful. I love that. It just sounds so good.
Thank you.
So what is the feminine path to wealth? Because I think a lot of the holding on and a lot of the control is, will I be okay? There's so much financial stress going on. Will I be okay if I let go? I don't try to control.
Well, you are going to be, and a first way to actually look and really integrate that truth. So the mind really needs proof. You're a psychologist. You know that when you want to show a new perspective to someone, you need to find evidence that it's possible. So if for all the listeners here, you're all thinking of a time back where you freaked out and thought something horrible was going to happen and you were going to end up bankrupt on the street. It didn't happen, right? And if it happens, probably now, a few years later, you can see that there was a gift hidden in it and that you grew a lot from it. And so things are never as worse as we think they are going to be. So that's the first thing to observe. And on the other hand, I really empower my clients to start their journey to reclaim their feminine power, to embody their feminine, which leads to wealth, abundance, and prosperity. This journey really starts with being your most authentic self. Authenticity is the first step on the journey to reclaim your feminine energy. Because you need to move away from the wounded feminine to embody your divine feminine. Now you might wonder, okay, what's that wounded feminine thing? That's a whole new concept here. So the wounded feminine, it's a part of yourself, and every woman has that part because it's a very collective energy. And if you've healed that, you still probably carry it from transgenerational connections or karmic connections. It's that part of yourself that is going to negate herself in order to be loved. So the feminine is all about oneness and connection. The masculine, it's individualistic energy. And as women, we have both energies inside of ourselves, but we are feminine essenced beings. So as women, we are always going to crave more connection. We're the ones that want to build the families, that want to hang out with our friends. Men are much more individualistic. Their career are going to be more important than relationships or families. And that's fine. We need a balance of both. They also have feminine energy, of course, but not as much as we do. And so because we have felt a sense of separation when we were born from the womb of our mother, we are born with that desire to feel at one again with someone. And so sometimes, quite often actually, we are going to negate ourselves in order to feel that sense of connection with someone again. We are going to say yes when we actually mean no. We are going to have boundaries that are not very strong. We're afraid of showing certain parts of ourselves because we don't want to be rejected or told that we are too much, too emotional, too weird, too noisy, to whatever they use as adjective. And we are also going to dim our lights of our gifting and dim our sensuality, dim our connection to our own body, because we don't want to be called a whore or be criticized in a certain way. So we are really going to keep ourselves small. And the first path to reclaiming your feminine power and embody your divine feminine is to let go of all these chains, let go of all these fears, and actually realize that when you are your most authentic self, that is when you are magnetic. That is when your people can recognize you, your clients can see you and can see some of themselves in you. And that's when you start magnetizing money. Because money is love made visible. Money is love from your clients. And so the more you step into your power, into who you are, into being that noisy person, being that witchy, weird person, being that super creative person, the more people are going to recognize you, love you, and money is going to represent that love.
I like that. I like that. Money is love made visible. Because yes, I hear that a lot, that money is energy.
Yeah.
And people maybe not be able to relate to that. But like you're saying, if you're acting from a place of love, then it's going to be an authentic connection with that,
yeah,
person.
Think about it. When you go in the morning, get your coffee for the day or your Starbucks or your tea or whatever. Maybe you don't do that. You do something else, but you're going to put your money towards your favorite coffee or your favorite tea. You're not going to buy the coffee that you don't like. You're going to go and spend your money to something that you like. So money is just making that love visible. We can even go further than that. Because that love is also love from spirit, coming through people to you. And the amount of money that you have in your life, the amount of money, aka then love energy that you have in your life, is a reflection of the love that you have for yourself.
I completely agree with that and receive that, because so many of the people that I work with, my clients will say, Dr. Montgomery, you're a different kind of therapist. Like, you really care. It's not just the sterile kind of come in, let's fix that problem. But I actually care about people. And I think it shows in the work that I do,
mm-hmm.
because they know that I'm always coming from a place of love,
mm-hmm.
and what is their highest good or their highest, benefit, which
beautiful,
which is I think that's the power, the therapeutic power in and of itself, aside from the techniques and the education that I provide. And so I think it's interesting that you say we have to listen to our soul and have a soul-led business. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I'm feeling it in my gut.
Yeah. So I really invite my clients to reconnect with their soul and have their soul lead their business. And it is not easy because it's a very subtle work in the sense that our egos are very strong. They have very strong voices. They have strong fears, strong beliefs. And so what I do is really helping people decondition the fears, decondition the beliefs. I'm sure we're doing a pretty similar work, actually, Erica. Yes. Helping people heal, basically. And so that they can start listening to their soul. Because your soul has a language, intuition, and your ego has another language. But they're both voices in your hands. And I really help my clients identify these different voices and trust the voice of their intuition. Because your soul came here to have fun. Your soul came here to expand, to grow, to have experiences, to learn. There's no judgment. Also that your soul has on the experiences that you're going to have. But your soul didn't come here to be bored and to struggle and to work hard, play hard. Even though we have been led to believe that, and we see a lot of people living that way, so we might think, okay, well, that's how we do life. And if we're happy 50% of the time, well, I guess that's just what it is. No. You actually came here to be happy, let's say 80% of the time. The 20 other percent, it's just because it's your growing edge, and life is putting obstacles on your path so that you can grow and learn from them, because it's all about experiences. And also expanding isn't always comfortable, which is what your soul also came here to do. But the more you can have a soul-led business and life, the more joy you have, the more fun you have, the more money you make, the more you're in your purpose, and the bigger difference you really make in the world.
So can you describe maybe what that would look like? What does a soul-led business look like? So like, I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. I have a private practice. If I started living from my soul and let that guide me, yeah, how would I operate different?
Yeah. So in order to have a soul-led business, you need to start identifying your soul desires and your ego desires, because our desires are our vision. And by being able to connect to the desires of your soul and follow this, well, then you have a soul-led business. So the first way is to be able to differentiate your the voice in your head that's your ego and the voice in your head that's your soul. And so the desires of your ego, they're always going to come from a place of lack. Because the purpose of your ego is to keep you safe. And we thank our ego for it. I'm not here to kill the ego. There's no ego death, quite the opposite. We want to love the ego even more, because it's doing an amazing job at keeping us safe. But if your ego has desires that are related to safety, then it means that you're not safe right now. Or that you could potentially not be safe in the future, which is an illusion. Because right now, you and I, Erica, are talking, we're pretty safe. And those who are listening, you're in your car, or you're on your couch, or in bed, or going for a walk, right now, in this present moment, you're safe. So knowing that the ego's purpose is to keep you safe, whereas the soul's purpose is to expand you, just when you know that, then you can start to identify where the desires, the ideas, the decisions that you want to make, where they come from. And an ego desire is always going to feel needy. I need this to feel safe. I need that to feel successful. you know, once I'm going to be married, I'm going to be happy. Once I have a kid, I'm going to feel important. Once I have a 6 or 7 figure business, I'm going to feel successful. It all comes from a place of lack. And it's putting you in a loop, never ending loop of just chasing the next high. Because you get there, it feels super exciting, but the next day, you're still at your average level of emotion, which is not so good, because otherwise you wouldn't be chasing them. And the big lie that the ego is feeding us with is that once we're going to have these things, we're going to feel better. And that's why we're chasing them. Because we really believe, our ego is really making us believe that really when you're going to be married, you're going to have much more fun. And when you're going to have kids, you're going to feel more important. And when you have the 7-figure business, you're going to feel successful and safe because you're going to have lots of money. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you. This is not what's happening. Because the way you feel when you've reached a destination is how you will have felt all along the way.
That is so powerful, that statement. Yeah. Can you say that again?
The way you'll feel when you're at the destination is how you will have felt all along the way.
That's powerful. And I think that's why connecting to the now moment, it's really powerful.
Yeah.
Because we're always so if you want to the future or something have to be attained in the future versus now.
Because the truth is that we don't really want a 7-figure business. We want the safety, the illusion of safety that it provides. So how can you bring that safety in your life right now? How can you let go of the stories that you're telling yourself that are making you believe you're not safe? Whereas the soul desires, on the other hand, they express themselves in a completely different way. When you have a soul desire that is showing up, you're going to feel it in your body because you're going to feel very high emotions such as joy, excitement, maybe a kind of bliss even. Oh yes, this is so exciting. I really want to do this. This sounds fun. And it's easy to me. I know how to do that. It's my genius. But something that a lot of people maybe don't understand is that we believe that having a soul desire is going to bring us into alignment, and so that it is going to feel good. I just said it is going to bring up emotions of joy and excitement, but it's also going to feel scary. Because the fear that is also showing up is coming from your ego. And because it's not a desire from the ego is like, oh, wait, what? We're going to do that? I don't know if I can. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if I'm good enough. And what if I fail? And actually, if you're afraid, it's a pretty good sign. Because it means it's not your ego. It means it's your soul that's pushing you in that direction. Because your soul knows you have the full potential and all the skills to succeed. And your soul wants you to step into your full potential. And like I said, your soul is there to expand you, get out of your comfort zone. So it's not going to feel comfortable, actually, at the beginning, when you learn, when you expand. But once you're there, it's going to be blissful.
I love it. That is so beautiful. Can you tell my listeners where they can, you know, get your book, learn more about your services that you provide?
Of course. So my book, The Path of Femininity, The 6 Gifts of Your Sovereignty, it's available everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Chapters Indigo if you're in Canada, on my website as well. And if you want to know where you're at in the embodiment of your divine feminine, and which gifts you already have activated, I have a free quiz on my website to help you see. It's 8 questions, it's quite quick, but it shows you at the end which gifts are already active and which gifts of the feminine still needs bit love and attention.
I love that. And what's the website?
So my website is eleonoredebesson.com. I'm going to send you the link, or you can just Google me, Eleonore de Besson. You're going to have access to the website directly. And then the quiz is just there somewhere in the top corner. And people can also find me on Instagram. That's where I spend the most time, at Ele de Besson, E-L-E-D-E-P-O-S-S-O-N.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time. And
thank you, Erica.
Beautiful energy.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.